1 Corinthians, chapter 10. For I don't want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses, that is, into that which Moses received, in the cloud, and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from a spiritual rock, which followed them, and that rock was the Anointed One. However, God was not pleased with most of them, for their corpses were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things are examples for us, so that we should not long after sinful things, as they also longed. Neither should we worship anything other than God, as some of them did. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play, that is, in an idolatrous, drunken orgy. Exodus chapter 32, verse 6, verse 18, verse 19, and verse 25. Neither let us have sex outside of the marriage bond, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them were killed. Neither let us try the Lord's patience too much, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. Neither should we complain, as some of them complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things which happened to them were written as a warning to us, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore let him who thinks he stands be careful, so that he doesn't fall. There is no test of your faithfulness, that is, temptation, which you experience, which is not common to all humans. But God, who is faithful, will not allow you to be tested beyond what you are able to bear, but will, with the test, also provide the way out, so that you may be able to endure it. Furthermore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak to you as to wise men. Consider carefully what I say. The cup of blessing which we celebrate, isn't it our fellowship together in the blood of the Anointed One? The bread which we break, isn't it our fellowship together in the blood of the Anointed One? This is because we who are many are one bread and one body, since we all partake of the one bread. Consider Israel, humanly speaking. Aren't those who eat the sacrifices companions because of eating together what came from the altar? What am I saying, then? That a thing sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No. But I do say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. I do not want you to become participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and of the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he is? Everything is possible, but not all things are beneficial. Everything is possible, but not all things build up yourself or others. Let no one seek his own interests, but each one should seek his neighbor's well-being. Whatever is sold in the marketplace, eat, asking no questions for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and all the abundance of it. Psalm 24, verse 1. If an unbeliever invites you to a feast, and you are disposed to go, eat whatever is set in front of you, asking no questions for conscience' sake. But if someone says to you, "This has been offered in an idolatrous sacrifice," don't eat it, for his sake who disclosed it, and for conscience' sake. When I say conscience, I don't mean your own, but the other's. For why should my liberty be judged by someone else's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I spoken against for that which I give thanks? Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. Don't do anything which is offensive either to Jews or to Greeks, or to the gathering of the called out ones of God. Just as I also seek to be inoffensive to all men in all things, not seeking my own advantage, but the benefit of the many, so that they may be being saved. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.